Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Aidan Rock. Aidan, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe? How's things?
And the good, thanks. But the problem is, if this fee, this annual fee to this government organisation isn't paid, you can't work as a nurse. Sure you can't.
Correct and right, Joe. If they don't pay their registration fee, they cannot practice as a nurse in Ireland.
Okay, so you pay, as people have, sometimes think when they read about, you know, the repack payment is X a year, is X amount. What they don't say is the payment is per year, and it's with it's a nursing registration fee, and you have to pay it every single year of your working life.
Every year, yes, they have to pay it every year, Joe. They have that registration fee on a yearly basis.
And how much is it this year? It can change. It can go up.
It's 100 euros, Joe, this year.
Okay, and your plea is.
My plea, Joe, is that with the pandemic that's going on, that has been going on, and that they have been putting up with, that they could, government could waiver this fee for this year alone. To be all honesty, Joe, it would put money in some nurses' pockets that they would be able to have some kind of a decent Christmas, because, as you know yourself, Joe, some of them are not on great wages.
Yeah. And remember, 100 quid into your hand can be up to nearly 200 quid before tax.
Yeah.
You'd have to earn 200 to walk away with 100. So it is these minimum. By the way, Aidan, have you seen in Scotland they're giving nurses, frontline workers, a 500 sterling bonus?
Yeah,
into their hands.
Yeah, I have. That's why it actually was very upsetting, Joe. It's very upsetting because my wife is a nurse, and for her to go into work and have to pay 100 euros. And to be all honest, Joe, with everything they put up with, for them to stand in the doll and give them a round of applause for all their effort through the COVID-19 pandemic, and then to turn around and say, right, now give us 100 euros. That is basically, Joe, to me, a kick in the teeth.
Now, I know it's not as simple as I'm now going to try and make it out, but okay, I pay the initial fee to get registered. Then I have to pay this recurring fee. If I don't, teachers do the same, and it's anyway to a teachers' council, which are all government agencies. Social workers do the same. But the recurring fee, what I know the organisation is there, but what do I get for the recurring fee? Do they make me do a new exam that they have to pay to set up, or?
No, Joe, it's just a recurring fee. They don't, from my understanding, they don't. I know the nurses, they always are upskilling. They will be, during the year, they will have certain courses they will do. They'll upskill. They'll always up practice. There'll be certain days there they will practice. I know for a fact, my wife now, this evening, she has to go in early for some other kind of thing that they have to do today before she starts her shift.
And it's called the annual retention fee, which says it all. But it is a tax, isn't it?
It's basically
a tax. If you qualified as a nurse, you've done your exams, you've done your internship without being paid. Remember,
it's basically before you go working as a nurse. Give me 100 euros, then I let you go and work as a nurse.
But we want 100. But we want 100 euro off you every year as well.
Yeah.
As well as the tax you're paying, by the way.
Yeah, they want all the taxes, they want the 100 euros. And like, I honestly think from the government side of things, Joe, I've known personally myself, I've known of a couple that had to give up nursing this year due to the pandemic because of, as you know, when the creches and everything were closed, could not get childcare. And when went to look for some lenience on time off until things got a little bit better, they were turned around and told basically that they weren't given and that they would have to give up their position and had to pack in nursing. and have paid his registration fee for the year. So if you turn around and take that into that they have paid their registration for the year, and when they go looking for some help and to have young kids, and due to the two of them working in similar systems, and have looked to see could one take time off so the other could still work, and be told, no, you can't take time off because of the pandemic, but here you go, hand in your notes, and have to give up their job after umpteen years of working as a nurse.
And do you want to tell us where your wife works as a nurse, Aidan?
No, Joe, I would like to...
Tell her how busy she... Tell us what our workload is like and the workload on the family has been then.
Well, Joe, the workload, basically, she's doing nights. When she goes for her weeks and nights, Joe, she's actually coming in very weak and chesty. She finds that her breathing has gone down a little bit because of wearing so much PPE to protect herself. I have an underlying condition there. The tablets I have has weakened my immune system slightly. So she goes in, she's dealing with scenarios in there. She can meet aggressive patients. She can get aggressive phone calls down the line. She has to deal with all that with her normal routine. And then it all depends, Joe, if there is enough of staff on any given night. She could go in and there could be short staff. So her workload could double or triple at times. So she comes home, she is coming home stressed, Joe, that has she picked up anything, and she's afraid that she would bring in the virus into the household. Like four small kids, my third youngest child, was born with a hole in the heart. He's still under a consultant there now. The hole has closed up, but he would be at a risk there, Joe. That he could pick up the virus, and if he did, what effects that could have. Now, I know everybody else has that problem, Joe, but nurses are a very more higher risk compared to anybody else of getting it.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know if there's anything can be done, if there's any TD that's out there or any of them in the doll or anything that could actually waver, step up and actually come online and say that they're willing to fight the case for the nurses, to turn around and say, right.
And by saying this year's registration fee, given the world we live in, has been cancelled, you're still registered. It's obviously all on the press of a button on a computer. You're still registered. And then therefore, the €100, so to speak, waiver goes into the hands of every working nurse.
Yes.
Every nurse that's registered.
Yes. I was actually in, Joe, what really, really upset me now last night, and I'm really upset, was I was reading an article that was put on Facebook because of the wife and I do support nurses and stuff. And there was actually a nurse that where I don't have any, we've only the wife working, but her partner through the whole lot had lost his work and the whole lot. And she just barely making ends meet. And she doesn't know where she can come up with the €100 to pay the registration. If she doesn't come up with the €100 to pay the registration fee, Joe, she can't work as a nurse. She's stricken off the live register for working as a nurse. So,
to be clear, Aidan, it doesn't arise, but she's not struck off the register for malpractice. She's struck off the register because she can't find €100.
Correct, and right, Joe.
Every year and recording. Okay, you've a lot there on your shoulders, Aidan. But anyway, you're saying, is there any political party? Well, they will. The opposition will take it up, obviously.
But we
need someone in the Greens or Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael to say...
We need the Minister for Health to turn around and put his hand up and...
As a gesture,
Tell the nurses that you're worth what the work you do, that you work the work that you do, and how we are going to waiver that 100 euros fee to let the nurses do their job and stop this. It's not that any nurse doesn't want to pay it. The nurses have no hassle. It's that there has, as you know yourself, Joe, and your listeners.
And you know, as I said, I know they do a lot. But what about? Would it be better appealing to the Irish government to follow Nicola Sturgeon's model and give a once-off payment to frontline workers? Would that not be an easier?
It would be. Like, to be honest, Joe, if I could afford it, or most people, if they could, I would have loved to put my hand in the pocket and turn around and give a nurse, say, there you go, there's the 100 euros. Okay. Now, like, to me, for 100 euros, for the government, I don't know, but it would be. Wouldn't it be a nice thing?
Okay, you just, I know, I take your point. It's an annual recurring fee, and say
to the nurses, look, we really, really, really appreciate every bit that you have done through this pandemic and this year. Okay. There you go.
Mags is on the line. Mags, good afternoon. You're listening to Aidan. Go ahead, Mags.
Hi, I am, yes. Yeah, I'm a nurse and I'm a teacher as well. And I don't begrudge paying the 100 euro retention fee at all. And I pay my 75 euro teacher's retention fee as well. Mm-hmm. I think the NMBI, the Nursing Midwifery Board of Ireland, provide us with good guidance, research, policies and procedures to back up our practice. And I think of all the people who have lost their jobs in this past year, who are trying to survive on a very small amount of money and, you know, who are struggling. So I don't begrudge paying that 100 euro at all. I'm happy to have a job and I love my job. And I gladly do it. And I think the government are under enough pressure, and I don't have any political persuasion one way or the other. So, just pay it.
And then I take your point about the good. The government, do the government provide any funding to directly through taxation to the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Ireland? Do you know?
Not as far as I know. Okay. But I.
Well, we could see that for we can get their annual report. You'd be able to see that.
Yeah.
But Mags. So would you be against Aidan's other proposal to look at what's happening in Scotland?
Yeah, sure. Look, every government and every location has to manage their own system. I see colleagues who are, you know, suffering from long COVID. And who were very stressed. And look, I get the point. Every 100 euro is important. But I just think the guidance that they provide is important to us as a profession.
In fairness, of course it is. But I don't think anyone is debating that what they do is important. And we need validation. And we need somebody that's done through exams as well, to tell anyone that the medic in front of you or me has gone through exams and passed exams and done training or whatever. Yeah. That's fair enough. By the way, is 100 quid tax deductible, Mags?
No.
Okay, well, normally union, I don't know, wasn't there a whole thing that union fees were tax deductible or whatever? But anyway. Mags, are you working away at the minute, obviously?
I'm working away, yeah.
Okay, how are you managing? Yeah. How are you?
Oh, it's all good. It's all okay. You start your shift, you finish your shift, and...
Okay.
I'm sorry now, my signal is very bad here.
No, you're fine. I can hear you loud and clear. And will you get much of a break at Christmas, Mags?
No.
Okay.
There's no such thing as breaks at Christmas. Okay. People still get sick. People still have to be looked after.
I know. Well, you remember there was a Ferrari... was it 2 years ago when the then Taoiseach said people should be rostered over Christmas more than they were? Remember the whole issue with A&E and this is pre-COVID. The world has changed dramatically, hasn't it? Bill Brooks is there as well, wants to contribute. 1850 715 815. Go ahead, Bill.
How are you, Joe? How's things? Pleasure to speak to you.
Likewise.
My wife is a nurse now, well over 10 years. And she got that letter yesterday looking for 100 quid. Joe, I've been on the pub payment now for the past 8 or 9 months, and I just think this is disgraceful. They've gone through this year, the nurses, is just... Like, my wife goes 2 days on, 2 days off, 16 hours a day.
Wow.
We have three young kids under 10, who don't see her for 2 or 3 days in a row. And to get hit with this, it's just madness.
And does it kick madness. In? Is it payable on the 1st of January, Bill? Is that the way it works?
I have to pay it now. Don't quote me, Joe, but I think you have to pay it within 14 days of you getting it.
Oh,
otherwise,
wow.
You can't work.
Wow.
You won't be struck off. You actually have to bring it into... Yeah, the administration of the hospital you're working in, and then you can be out of work.
But if for whatever reason I was away, I know it's all different reasons, but I was away on holidays or family issues or family upset or whatever, if I missed that 14 days...
You won't allow you to work. Wow. You're not allowed to work.
Wow.
And I mean, as I said, Joe, like, she never has an issue paying it because it's a registration. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But just think the year that's been in it, Joe, where how hard all the staff, all frontline staff, not just nurses, doctors, nurses, you know, everybody. Like, I'm not sure if this is an issue with Garda or with, you know, anybody else in the sector.
No, the Garda
they
don't.
Pay
no,
€100,
a guard, a guard is a guard.
No, I don't know whether they have to pay €100 for registration. I've no idea. But I just think it's an absolute disgrace. And I don't get it, Joe. It's wrong. It's wrong. Like, she works in a hospital near to where you're from originally, so I just don't get it, you know?
Yeah, like I say there, Bill, Kay Chalmers is in Cork. Kay, good afternoon. I mentioned tax relief. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Joe. It's just that I haven't heard the whole conversation there, but the nurses are entitled to... tax relief, a tax credit for their flat rate expenses, which includes that fee and their annual fee. Now, I know that there was talk about changing those flat rate expenses
and reducing
them, but as far as I'm aware, the review, that change hasn't been implemented. So they should be still entitled to claim their flat rate expenses, and that does include that fee that nurses are charged, their annual fee, their retention fee. And I would assume as well that the nursing unions will fight any changes to any reduction to the flat rate expenses. But, you know, just to make sure, I mean, people are terrible at claiming their tax credits.
I know, but it's because they're up to their eyes.
Because
Bill's wife is working 16-hour shifts. I know there are a number of days a week, not the full week.
I know that. To be honest, revenue make a fortune every year out of people not claiming their entitlements. But anyway, nurses, you know, what you're entitled to depends on whether you launder your own uniform or, you know, all of that. But there are flat rate tax credits that nurses are entitled
to. And for the membership of the INMO, which is different again, the union, are those fees tax deductible?
Well, I think it is designed to cover that fee. Now, I'm more involved with companies myself as an accountant, but I just know that when nurses are talking about nurses should have additional tax credits, which should offset some of those fees. So
I'm not sure the private public sector in that now.
Yeah. Okay. We won't connect.
Can I just come in there for a second on that?
Yes, Aidan.
Sorry, Joe. It seems to be all going on about taxation. My point of ringing you, Joe, to talk about this was, as the other speaker there, his wife's 10 years at it. Like, if people turn around and say, I understand there was one there training a teacher and the whole lot and pays the fee. There is no nurse that I know of has any problem of paying this fee. Yeah. They have never had any hassle at paying this fee. It is the fact of, if you look at it, from the start of the pandemic, how many healthcare workers have come down with the corona, the virus,
a number have died.
And I think that as Ireland, ourselves, and the government and the whole lot, that we should turn around and appreciate our nursing, our doctors, our healthcare, and waiver this fee for 1 year. It's a waiver of a fee for 1 year. Can we not, as human people and as proud Irish people, and I'm a proud Irish, to turn around and waiver a fee. Let's stop about this taxes. Who can and you cut this off
They're not by any. It was the president, Micheál, Michael D. Higgins, who reminded us recently that our frontline workers, the majority of them, are not in the highest pay grades by a long shot. Colm Kingston, Colm, good afternoon.
Hey Joe, how you doing?
Good. Your wife is a pharmacist. What's much is that register? That's to the. I know there's the Irish Pharmacy Union, but that's a union as such. But do they have to pay a registration fee to a state body?
Yeah, they do. Well, they pay 350 or 400 euro. I'm not sure the exact figure, but somewhere between 300 and 400 euro due first week in December. And they've all worked through the pandemic as well. And so if we're going to do something for one group, I think a holistic approach needs to be taken.
And is that to the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland?
Well, I wouldn't take one group over the other. I mean, they're all healthcare workers.
I'm just saying that. No, you're talking about pharmacies.
Yeah.
And the pharmacists have to pay it to the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland, which is another state body.
Well, it's a registration fee.
Yeah.
You know.
And just to say, and I'm not defending the fact that these fees are being charged at all, but I'm just making sure that pharmacists should know that they're entitled to a tax credit to cover that fee as well.
Yeah, but
so that's all my input is just tax credits to cover those fees, and just to make sure that as they're having to pay them, to make sure that they're availing of the benefit of the tax credit to offset them. So the pharmacists are also entitled to...
Yeah, but that's probably at the lower rate, which is, 22% or whatever. First time registration fee to Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland, which is a state body, first time is 540. The annual column is 380. And the late.
I'm not defending it at all.
I'm just making sure that
they can claim. I'm full of admiration.
Teachers have to pay a professional fee as well.
I think we all know at the end of this year who the real heroes in the country are. I'm just wanting to make sure that if you do find yourself having to pay this, that you know that there is some tax relief available, and you should at least avail of that as well.
Is there any, given how busy pharmacists have been this year, and we all know how brilliant, and how busy pharmacies have been this year, is there any system where the pharmacy, I know a lot of them are owned by multiples now, but is there any recognition, we've had such a busy year, obviously they've more income, I know they've massive overheads. Is there anyone saying we're going to give our staff a voucher or a Dunstores voucher or a gift voucher or whatever?
You have community pharmacists in the community, and we all know that. There are pharmacists working alongside nurses in hospitals too, you know.
Of course.
I mean, they're all pharmacists.
But they all have to pay the registration fee. Maybe the way of thanking them is to say, listen, we'd waive the 380 this year.
Well, I think something should be looked at, you know.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you've opened, Aidan, you've opened a debate anyway about all these registration fees. I know taxi drivers have to pay them, teachers have to pay them, and various other groups as well. Aidan Rock, thanks indeed. Colm Kingston, Kay Chalmers, good Amila Mahogood.
Joe on 1850 715 815.